Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
You're listening to Petty Little Things with your hosts, Victoria Secret and Davina Devine.
Hey, Petty Bitches.
Welcome to Petty Little Things. This is Davina Devine.
And this is Victoria's Secret. And Davina just blew my mind. Oh. Davina and Divine are almost exactly the same words.
Yes, they're just, you swap out the A's and the E's.
I mean, you know a lot about your A's and E's, but like, listen. Jesus, that really,
yeah.
I don't know. Anyway, so.
I don't know what that's called. I'm sure there's a grammatical word for that somewhere.
Some clever clogs is going to write to you now after this.
Well, listen, you know, you spend your time doing that and I'll spend my time doing this. Sorry about that. Well, listen, it's been a hot, it feels like it's been ages, doesn't it?
Ages. But well, we recorded the last episode a little bit early. Since then, you've become a huge star.
Yeah, Davina Arena.
You weren't a star before. No. I went away. So now you're a star. Davina Arena.
Yeah.
And you went back and said,
I'm in jail.
I used to do that song.
I know. And then somebody, because I was singing, like I said, I made the joke at the Tree Arena. I was like, oh yeah, I'm Davina Arena. I only do arenas. And then someone in the crew said, started singing, I'm in chains. And I started singing, I'm in chains. And they said, I just sang that. And I said, oh, I didn't know. I was like, it didn't sound like that.
Literally. So tell us how it was. You've only had one day off.
Yeah, I'm only kind of coming around now. I still feel kind of like I'm asleep.
You actually,
what killing was, so like we did, Belfast was the week before, that was the first arena, that was the SSE.
Yeah.
And then there was 5-3 arenas.
Did it feel very Protestant or?
Well, I was afraid of that, to be honest, because Belfast, I'm sure, I know we have people listening up north, which are like, you know.
Yeah, not you answering that really seriously. I was afraid. Like.
No, because I am, because I always feel like Belfast audiences, if I'm just being honest, are sometimes a little, actually just Belfast people in general.
Go on.
Are just sometimes a little bit kind of, they can be a bit gruff.
What's gruff mean?
Like just a bit kind of, I don't know, cranky or kind of like, I just feel like, people up north are just a bit crankier,
so,
I feel.
To establish, you've arrived here with a Christmas cheer.
Yeah. Oh, I'm just sorry, I just say it like it is.
Trudy, Rusty, all the girls who listen are going to be fucking
bitch. Do you know what? They fucking say the same. They're like, it's just one of those things. But I felt like, and to be honest, I felt like that in London as well. I felt like the English audiences are like that as well. Mm-hmm. If you're Irish, and then if you're from the north, it's like the Northern Ireland is like their own thing.
Yeah.
If you're from the south, you're an outsider. UK are like that as well.
Right.
You know, if you're everywhere else in the world. Well,
it's funny you say that because I like short story, saw Victoria Monet in London and I met her backstage. And she, the first thing she said
was, Sash Colby?
You know, Victoria Monet. And one of the first thing when I said, she goes, where are you from? Ireland. She goes, I've never performed in Ireland, but all I hear from everyone is that the best audiences in the world are in Ireland. Yeah. It's like, you know the way they say that on stage? Yeah.
I do think it's true, because I think Irish people are just very warm.
Yeah.
And I think when they get going as well, they're like, oh, and they want to be the best.
Yeah.
They want to be the best audience, and they want people to say, oh, there was a great crowd. They do want that.
Okay. Yeah,
so
yeah,
I kind of had that fear just in London that it was going to be a bit just icy.
Because is it not all Irish people at those shows?
Well,
though?
I tell you, I did a gig for Mac before, for years ago.
I remember.
And I was launching one of their new foundations, and they booked me to do this kind of press gig to host it in London. Mm-hmm. And it was the worst audience of my life. And there was influencers and all there. Like, there was some famous kind of English drag queens. There was
Mucha Buena.
She was performing at it, but there was people in the audience.
Must be nice she showed up.
She was riddled with anxiety.
Oh God.
Yeah, riddled with anxiety. Couldn't, they said to her, I'll just give her a few more gin, she'll be fine. So they did, and she was fine. She was literally rattling. I mean, shaking with the nerves.
Normally when you use the word riddled, it's like a different ending on that sentence.
No, she was rattling with the nerves, literally. So, but that audience was absolutely horrible to me.
Oh God.
They were horrible. Like, they were just... and also the production company were English as well, and they were awful. So I just had this kind of like, that was the worst gig I ever did in my life.
Yeah.
And I love working with Mac. The Mac people were amazing to work with.
Mm.
But it was the audience, and it was because they wrote this script. The production company had wrote a script for me. Yeah. It was like 17 pages long.
Oh,
and bearing in mind, I've worked for Mac. I know how to sell a foundation.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I'm not just some random queen coming off. Like, if anyone, I was overqualified to do this. I could sell sand to the Arabs. I literally could do anything. And they had all these fucking boom, 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 jokes. Yeah. You know, we ended the prom like rotten, like, you know, old school English drag jokes. Yeah. I was like, I don't talk like that.
That's not you.
Not at all. Like, the reason Mac hired me was because I was Irish and kind of fun and genuine.
Yeah.
And then next thing they come in and they fucking ruined it. The production company ruined it for me. And the audience itself were horrible.
Yeah.
They were just, and so I just had that in my head that like London audience were going to be a bit awkward and the Belfast was going to be awkward. And they were both amazing.
Love it.
Because I think the girls, my therapist goes to me, have such a big Irish following. Uh-huh. So there was full of like Irish girls.
And if you get them, then you're similar humor. Yeah.
You're not going to see the girls and then, you know, like, and to be honest, we were talking and it's like, that's all part of, I think, the charm of that podcast is that they're two Irish girls, you know, so having Irish support makes sense as well, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah.
That script, did you use any of it?
You know what, like, they were so, I kind of basically, like, it was such a lesson learned because I said, I'm not going to use that script. So I started having, I was like, can I get some cue cards? Because I'm not going to remember all this.
100%. So
I got cue cards. Mm. I swear to God, I had about 80 cue cards.
Fucking hell.
Because I kept saying that. So if, I know, I've learned my lesson that if that ever happened to me again, I would just say, I'm not using that.
Yeah.
You have to be like, no.
Yeah.
This is what I'm doing. Uh-huh. This is how I roll. I let them fuck me over. Uh-huh, and I let that happen. So I will
and
never.
Then you're in your head. Do you know what I mean?
And then, but that's not why I'm there to be, like, because I did other stuff here for them for Viva Glam, for World AIDS Day. I did loads of, and they were like, that's why they hired me.
Yeah.
That's why I got the gig. So,
yeah.
So that was a lesson learned. Never, ever let a fucking production company into your ear. And these fucking PR people fucking telling you what's what. Get fucked. Get fucked. Yeah. I'm the talent. You're a fucking admin, pet and pusher. Do you know what I mean? Fuck off.
I also was given a 17 page script last week. And I did an event. Now, I asked, could I just say things in my own words? And just, I knew what was happening, I'd like keep it going. But there was one part I had to interview someone who was very senior in the company.
Okay.
So that had to be scripted.
Okay. Like,
I didn't even know what the questions meant, to be honest. But I was trying to read what the next question was while the person was answering, but I was trying to also look like I was listening too. So you start doing, it's like, you're like when you're trying to rub your belly and like tap your head at the same time.
Because
like,
it becomes not natural. And the thing I always think as well is like, do these people not realize that other people can realize when it's not genuine?
Right.
So like these fucking people making these scripts and writing this crap, do they not fucking know that like people know that this sounds like bullshit?
Uh-huh.
So that fucking drives me nuts. Like it actually, so I've just learned my lesson. I'm just like, no, I'm not fucking doing that.
Oh my
God. I'm not fucking saying that. And like, it's bullshit. Uh-huh. So yeah, so I'm very passionate about it like this week. Just pen pushers fucking beware. Just
right.
Like I'm all for taking notes and taking, you know, like little critiques that you can do.
Yeah.
But I'm not for being told what to do.
Okay, fair.
I'm not fucking having that.
Tell me one thing that happened backstage that no one knows about.
Let me see. Do you know what? There was, we had such a laugh backstage. Yeah. Like it was just so relaxed.
Good.
It was so relaxed. And so there was zero stress. Those pitches are like, all right, are we on? They get ready and like, I mean, like love. They're proper, like quicker than drag. They're like into their costumes,
yeah.
Down the stairs. We're all walking to the stage with like a glass of wine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Dude, we drank a lot of champagne.
Oh, really?
We drank a lot of champagne. Yeah.
Like, are you champagne?
Yeah, I'm a connoisseur now.
Oh my God.
I was at one point, I was like, oh, it's not that champagne.
And now you're about to go back to fucking warm orange juice.
Because literally we were saying, Joanne was saying, she's like, Vogue got me onto the champagne. And I'm like, and the last time you got me onto the champagne. Uh-huh. So now I feel like, remember I was like, oh, I don't drink champagne. We went to New York, me and you went to New York. And I was like, yeah, I'll have a glass of champagne. So now the three of us are like, champagne, not good.
So you're going to put that in your rider for the George
like,
now?
Yeah, listen, I'd be glad to get a bottle of like Cydone in that place.
No, 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 Mickey Finn's.
Oh, listen, yeah, good tea rot.
Oh my God.
So yeah, so we did the SSE, which was actually amazing.
Yeah.
And then we did the three, which, yeah, it was just a wild experience. Like, just,
it looked fab. I mean, I was away from most of it, but I was watching from afar. Mm. And it did look like you were genuinely having fun.
Yeah.
And you didn't look anxious.
Not at all. Do you know what's so funny? Like, I honestly thought I was going to be like the Wednesday night when we started in the three, Stephen Dowling, who's Ed's spot, he came in and he was like, I just kept pacing.
Yeah.
I just kept walking around in a circle in the dressing room. And he said, stop. Like I say for about an hour. I just kept walking in circles. It was like a dog trying to have a shit.
It's coming now.
I was like, and I just kept saying, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then I just do another lap and I just kept talking because I was like, my body was really nervous. I think the adrenaline was like so much. But then when it came down to going on, I was like, calm as anything.
Yeah.
And
because your body just switches into like this, like fight or like survival mode almost. But then once you've got one done.
Well, you know, that's the other thing as well. Like how many times, like, you know, do you get to, like when you do that, even when you did, like, you know, doing the one, you psych yourself up and you're like, this is going to be the big night. And you're like, this is it.
Yeah.
And you're like, you realize, oh, I have another four to do.
Yeah.
And you're kind of going, oh my God. So it's.
But then you can enjoy them when you're doing several of them.
But I enjoyed every single one.
Good.
It was amazing.
Okay, good.
And you know what? I kept thinking, oh my God, this is the night. This tonight it's going to be, this tonight something's going to go wrong. This tonight's going to be bad.
Yeah.
This is the night something's going to happen.
Yeah.
Nothing. It was fucking perfection every night. The people I brought up on stage were great crack. The audience were amazing. I'm just like, I'm touching wood now. I'm like, I don't want, because I have four more to do.
Yeah.
But I'm just like, it just was like a literal dream.
Yeah.
Like it just couldn't, there was just not one thing I would have changed about it. Like,
right,
it was
absolutely perfect. If anyone didn't get tickets for it, my therapist goes to me and wants to see a great show. I'll be hosting Davina's show on Thursday, which is later on today.
Yes.
You won't even be in Dublin anyway.
No.
Come here. I wanted to talk to you about straight people, particularly straight couples in gay bars. I was in London after the concert.
This is a very touchy subject now.
I want them there. Okay. I'm happy for them to be there. But an incident happened. So firstly, Eras was hosting the show.
This in London, yeah?
Yeah. She filled me full of drinks, tickets, shots, the works. Lovely. Really, really. So I was having a great
time.
Needs
to change.
And I'm standing there with Calvin. And this girl is with a fella right behind us. And she's practically lying on him. And she'd been knocking into me already. Mm-hmm. And yes, the club was really busy, but lying on someone. So I just
turned. She's lying on him.
Yeah. Like she, like all her body weight was practically on him. So I just turned
standing
around.
Up. These two people are standing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So I just turned around and I said, I know it's really busy, guys, but like you don't need to be on top of someone. Like,
was that because they were taking up too much space, was it?
Yeah.
Okay.
But also, no, they'd no thought for anyone around them. They were like,
were they
were the only people in the room. Not locked, no.
Okay.
Just obnoxious.
Okay.
And the boyfriend straight away got aggro with me. He goes, it's a busy club, man. What do you think? What's going to happen? And I'm like, well, obviously he didn't have an Irish accent for his event. And I was fucking raging. And that's not, I said it nice to you. So one, you're in our space. Mm-hmm. Okay. You've loads of spaces. Go to them if you want to carry on like how you're carrying on right now. But in this space, that's now how we behave, because we don't behave like that to each other.
Yeah,
but for some reason that seems to be kind of the norm.
I feel like that's a thing. I think though that a lot of gays feel like it's like this is our space and it is, and it should be a safe space, but it should be a safe space for everybody.
Yes,
and that is the thing. It's like, I know what you're saying, and I hear about these kind of frustrations all the time.
Yeah,
about people saying, oh, you know, it's getting very straight and da da da. But it's like you can't really say that, because it's like it should be a safe space for all. That's the whole point of it. But they should have respect no matter who they fucking are. I don't
care who they fucking are.
Just have fucking respect. If you're going to come, enjoy the show. But respect everybody.
They weren't even watching the show.
We see that. But that in itself is disrespect.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So that's why I would like, get the fuck out.
Yeah.
Like,
RS must have eyes in the back of her head, because from the other side of the room, she saw it going on. She goes, do you need me to get security? And like, I fucking love that. And I was like, no, it's grand.
I'm surprised she wasn't doing security herself. But that happens all the time. It's like over the tale as old as time.
Oh God,
that has been happening. And now I feel like more than ever, people are so obnoxious and they have this entitlement that they think that they can just behave whatever way.
Yeah.
But that's just not in like LGBT spaces. That's everywhere.
Yeah, it's
people
true.
Are fucking pigs.
Yeah, I just think that our community looks after itself a little bit better. Do you know what I mean? There's something about that. So if you're in the space and you're bringing your mates or whatever.
Can I just say also, I feel like since COVID, people are fucking nuts.
Nuts.
They never, I know people are always kind of like a bit piggy, but they've got particularly bad.
Yeah.
And I know we can't like keep, I hate referencing even naming COVID, but I do feel like that socially, there's been a massive shift. I really do feel that.
Well, like even on Twitter, there's been a couple of nights over the last weeks that I've been on, and I've seen comments that I want to comment back to.
Oh, yeah.
But I feel muted because of how crazy people are
not worth it.
Online, and they're going to come at me, and they're going to call me a groomer, and they're going to call me, and like all of it, it gets so heavy straight away because the craziness online, that wasn't there before either.
No.
So now I'm like reading these things, I'm getting so angry, I'm closing the app, and I'm going, don't reply to them, because it's just going to open the fucking door.
It does. And it's, they just want airtime.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, I think as well, there's so much people have that anger of being told what to do and their life controlled. And it's like, now it's like, you won't tell me what to do.
No.
I will do what I want because I'm free now.
Yeah.
And I feel like there's that mentality of like,
oh yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that makes sense.
And that's what I feel like, because I sense it all the time. And I feel like I'm very, probably hyper aware.
Uh-huh.
Of what's going on around me. I'm always looking at what's going on, and probably too much so. But it's that, that's, we're going to come to that later on, and it's because I have stuff to say about that.
Okay.
Is that that really affects me, like kind of like how other people's behavior affects me.
Yeah.
And that has only really happened since COVID.
Yeah. I definitely want more on that. I need to tell you about an incident that happened almost.
Sorry, guys, if you can hear me, I'm actually just having a little Krispy Kreme donut and a cup of tea at the moment.
On your days off, you're an L1.
I'm a full blown L1.
Yeah.
And then when I'm working, I'm a full blown rock star. I go from 0 to 60 in about 8.5 hours.
Oh my God. Right. Well, in New York, we all went for some food and it didn't agree with me and Russell.
Oh.
Okay. But it took a while. So it's Black Friday. I go into the city. New York is very hard to find a toilet in general.
Oh my God.
They don't want to let you in anywhere.
The toilet stalls are gross.
Gross. Fucking gross.
Gross.
So there I am. I'm trying to get sleepers because, you know, I love a sleeper. Yeah. So I'm in Duane Reade or wherever, and my stomach just starts gurgling.
Oh no.
But it.
What did you have?
I think we had Mexican food that day.
I just suggested this for like after the pod. I was like, now I'm kind of going, oh, I'm going to regret that.
It was delish. Don't get me wrong.
Okay.
But then, so my stomach started gurgling and I have never felt how I felt in that particular way.
Okay.
And I felt my face, just the color drain from it.
That's horrible.
And then I straight away was thinking, right, well, where is the nearest bathroom? I need to use the bathroom. I asked one of the staff and he was like, no, we don't have any toilets in here. And I was like, the fucking lies for a start.
Yeah.
There's a toilet in here. And then I was like, I just turned to Calvin. I was like, I have to go.
What is with you and shitting yourself?
I've never shit myself.
Shitty Vicky.
we found something that rhymes my name. So then I was like, okay, I have to go. He goes, what's wrong? What's wrong? And I'm like, you know, you don't need to be asked when there's something wrong. Like, I'll see you when I see you. I ran out the door and there was a Starbucks across the street.
Oh.
Now, New York doesn't have more than one stall, really, never. In most places.
What's that about?
I don't fucking know. So I get in there and...
destroy the place.
See, no, I see the queue.
Oh, no.
How many people do you think were in the queue for one cubicle?
I don't know.
How many people? Like, just eight? Guess. No.
What?
It was pushing 20.
What?
I swear to God. It was right down this hallway and I'm standing there like this. So I have my arms crossed. Then I was too hot, so I took my jacket off.
Oh my gosh. Were you queuing?
I was queuing.
Did you not go somewhere else?
Where?
Oh my God.
There's nowhere to go. And since then, I've actually found an Instagram page that tells you all the free toilets that there are in New York. Because Russell always says to me, you have to pee. Whenever you're somewhere, go pee while there is a toilet because you don't know when the next one you'll see. So I got there anyway. I didn't have an accident on the street.
Oh my
but
gosh.
It was touch and go, girl.
Oh, jeez.
You know, the cold sweats were happening.
Turtle time.
Oh my God, I can't. But okay, on a lighter note,
yeah.
We are girls that have girls' lads tickets.
Woo. Well, like touch and go.
Got them.
Yeah, we did. I did get them.
Yeah.
And actually, I had to say, like, it was really hard to get the tickets was, yeah, like, because it was often like a lot of one tickets.
Oh wow.
Get one ticket, and then it was obviously people had to get a basket, they were going back.
Oh yeah, of course.
And yeah, so we're sitting in East Wall.
Are we? So you've gone from on stage to... Yeah.
I literally said that on stage. I said, because the way like they had, you know, like there's like so many tiers.
Yeah.
And then it's like the backwards. But the lights were like, you could only see so much. And then every so often they turn the lights on and I'd say, oh my God, there's more people up there. And I'd be like, shout out to my people up there. I was like, I'll be sitting there for Girls Aloud. I was like, over.
So are we in the ditch for this?
No, we're up in the top. Like, we're okay. We're like...
Do you know what though? Like, I have to say, after...
Just because of my latest endeavors in Tree Arena,
yeah,
I might be able to swing something really fab.
Oh,
so leave that with me.
Oh,
TBC.
Oh,
yeah. TBC.
Oh my God, I have all the connections now that you've done this. Love TBC. It. Okay, fingers crossed. Well, I'm excited now. I wasn't before. I'm finally excited. Sunday, I watched about 6 different interviews with Girls Aloud. And
so did I. And can I just say, they were all the same interviews.
I was just about to say that.
All the same. Why just do one interview and just, like, they must have been told what to say. And they were all, they obviously had got bored. So they were all start telling each other's stories. Did you see
that? Yeah, I know it was that.
And I have to say.
Why did we keep watching? I watched 6 interviews back to back.
I just was curious.
Sometimes paint my face. I like watching stuff that I don't have to like concentrate on too much.
What was your takeaway?
My takeaway is that they are really trying to look warm with Nadine.
Yes.
And Nadine doesn't really care about them, really. I think she's fine about it. Like, I don't think she's she doesn't feel the need to but like, they didn't even know much about her restaurant in America.
But who does?
We did. We always used to laugh about that.
No one really does. Everyone knows. Like, and it closed down.
Yeah, no, but I know. But like, they were like in a band. They were around each other all the time.
I just don't think she's a very nice person.
Nadine.
Yeah, I just get that vibe of her. Like, they actually seem like, I met your one Kimberly before. She was lovely.
Yeah.
Lovely. And they seem close. I'd say they're just
They
normal.
Seem close. Yeah.
And I say
Nicola seems real normal.
I'd say she's a weapon. And now, Sarah, God rest her.
I know. I did get emotional now listening to... There was one where Cheryl really cracked a little bit. Mm. And I was like, oh God, it's so fucking bad.
Especially,
her
mom, if you're working with people and something like that happens, like, and you have that bond, and then all of a sudden they're kind of gone. Like, that's... to be honest, you could tell looking at them. You could see she was missing.
Yeah.
I realized she was my favorite Girls Aloud.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, I knew, like, I kind of just love Girls Aloud as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
But when she was missing, I was like, actually... I always grab my visual. I was gravitated towards Sarah.
Of course, yeah.
And yeah, like I heard some stories now about Sarah, like that, like she, you know, she was chaotic.
Yeah.
Like, I remember one time she was performing a gig up in Belfast,
mm-hmm,
and she was dead late for the gig. She was supposed to be on, I think, at like 10:30.
Yeah.
She arrived at the venue. She missed her. The flight was late, so she got a late flight. She got to the venue for 10 o'clock.
Jesus.
They lost her luggage. She had to go to the drag queen's dressing room. She was like, who has makeup? She sat. She was stressed out. She was doing her makeup. She was like,
oh my God.
Yeah. She said that she was lovely, but she was just...
Manic.
And yeah, so, but they said she was really sweet. She was just... a bag of chaos.
Yeah.
Like, so which it's kind of like that. That's kind of like the vibe you got off Big Brother. But she was like, she was definitely a driving force in that band. Mm. And she had some amazing harmonies.
She really did.
And great lines.
Yeah. And even the flat note, like everyone loves that. Here I am.
Yeah. She'd be missed.
So you think that Nadine is not nice. Well, I have goss about something else for you that I haven't said. Oh. And you don't like this artist. So I think you'll live for this. So. I got talking to someone while away, and they had been working on a Jessie Ware stuff.
Very good.
Yeah. And had acknowledged that there was a lot of change happening and not the warmest person anymore. Oh, so right. Her brand is nice.
Yeah.
Mumsy.
Yeah.
Loves everyone. Frumpy. Do you know what I mean? A little bit. Yeah. But like she, I got like, dickhead now. That's what I got.
So
that's what that. I mean, I don't know how true.
So
it
would
is.
You? So well, I'm going to take it as God's honest truth.
I knew you would. Yeah, and you'd love it.
So
but I was
see.
Sitting
so
there.
I'm having my dreams are all coming true this year. So I'm having Jess Glynn. I'm having Jessie Ware.
Yeah.
I'm having Roisin Murphy.
Yeah.
Who else am I having?
Just Jessie Ware there.
I said her.
Oh, sorry.
So yeah. So I'm getting all the ones that I'm. I'm shooting all the ducks.
You doing voodoo?
Yeah, I have a shrine. I'm praying like in Potomac.
Oh my god! So you missed Madonna.
I know.
And I was there. Now I was a bit lit, but during like a prayer, because obviously you perform like a prayer. I was like, I'm raging. You know, like I'm raging. I mean, the bitch was 2 hours late, so I was even more lit than I had planned to be.
They said that she's getting a cut at the bar. Is that true? I don't think that's true.
I doubt it.
So why is she so late all the time?
I just think she doesn't want, she's ready when she's ready. Do you know what I mean?
No, but like when you see those big arena shows and like even like working on the tour, like there, it's to the minute.
Yeah.
Because everybody's time is money.
Yeah.
So why is she late?
I don't know.
That's weird. Like I don't understand why that is. Because it's the production. It's not like, you know, she's due on at certain time.
Yeah.
It's like if something goes wrong, that's once, but not like all the time.
Yeah,
I'd love to know.
It's really annoying as well because when her show finished, there was no public transport and Ziggo Dome is like way out. So like I had-
That's very unfair.
Really unfair. And I'd pre-booked because you know what we do when we can't get a taxi is we do, and don't tell anyone if you're listening, we get a sneaky Uber black and we pre-book them because then you know it's going to show up. So that was booked, but I missed the last three songs because it went even later than I had thought it would go. It was really good. She was so engaging. She spoke loads to the crowd. Some man tried to speak while she was speaking the first time.
Yeah.
And she went, "What do you think you're doing? I'm talking.
Yeah.
Nobody's here to listen to you." And I was like, "Oh, that's one for the drag queens."
Yeah.
Yes. I think that her cameras had a filter on them. Because the visuals that I could see on screen, wow, she looked amazing. And not to say that she doesn't look amazing, because she's definitely had a fresh little bit of work done again.
I would love to see that. I would love to see the show.
Really good.
And do you know what I don't like about her shows is I don't like the way she edits her tour videos.
Oh, yeah.
It's awful.
Yeah.
Like, I actually just want to watch the show. She has all these special effects that she puts on, like the zooms in and kind of like... these weird TikTok event kind of filters. Awful.
She did it like her life story. So Bob the drag queen was actually the storyteller, the narrator. And
can I ask why was he in that?
She's worked with him a few times.
Why?
I don't know.
What's I don't see the draw.
So I think when Stonewall was 50, was that right? Stonewall 50?
Mm-hmm.
She booked a load of drag queens between local girls and like Drag Race girls. And they must have just got on. But also I have a feeling that one of her kids watches Bob a lot. But Bob cancelled a huge sold out tour to go on this tour with her as well.
Yeah.
And like big venues as well. He was fucking perfect for it. He didn't make it about him.
Yeah.
He was like telling the story about when she went to New York and then it would like the screen visuals would go 1970, whatever. And then like she'd come out and she'd perform the song and she'd talk. Very good. Now, did it feel like it was €310 for standing? I don't know. Production wise, compared to what Beyonce and Taylor Swift are doing, I don't know if it felt like the same kind of level. But
stage looked amazing.
Stage was really good, but it was really good. Poor Sophia, little small arse, could see fucking nothing because we were standing.
Yeah. See, I'm done with standing. Unless I'm right at the front.
I think so too. Unless we're in the pit.
Yeah, unless I'm right at the front. Ian, my friend Ian was there and he was right up the front.
Yeah.
Like if you can't see up, Yeah, can't see up their nose. There's no point in being that close.
Can I tell you something? I was getting slagged for going to see the Spice Girls when I was like whatever age in school. And I was pretending that I really fancied Victoria.
Oh, yeah.
And I said I was so close and like her skirt was so short. And like,
you could see up her tights.
But it was like I was trying to justify it in some weird, like, don't fuck me way. So that's after giving me a flashback.
Now we'll all be on high alert, the dressing room. She'll be trying to look up our skirts, licking our pervy lips.
Oh my God, Peaches was backstage at the show on Sunday.
Speaking of pervy lips.
Not a pair of pants to her name. All I can see is Barbie box tights.
Yeah, no, so just when, don't just to be aware that with no pants, but still like wooden legs, like saddle and wood varnish. And, yeah, poor Al Peaches, she's back. We got great response to the last episode that she did.
Yeah, people said it was very good, so I'm glad you all enjoyed.
She came to Belfast with me.
Yeah, how was that?
She was brilliant. We had such fun.
Is this the one that she brought the ugly shoes to?
Yeah, no, that was when we went to the Image Awards.
Okay. Them shoes. She put them shoes on Sunday. I was like, I recognise them from Gina's stories.
No, it wasn't them shoes.
Was it not?
No, she has two pairs of monstrosities.
Oh, God.
But when we were up in Belfast, she was actually great to have. And she's great, kind of like, she's calm and influenced. Well, she kept saying to me, we were staying in the hotel right opposite the arena, and afterwards she kept going, 11,000 people, babes. I'm like, what? And she's like, that's amazing. I was like, yeah. I was like, can we talk about something else? She's like, I'm more excited than you are. I was like, yeah. Like, you get more excited about everything than I do.
Yeah.
And I just kept eye rolling at her going, oh my God. And then she's like, oh babe. She's like, I have to get that as a meme of me just eye rolling at her. Because I spend my life eye rolling. Her being super enthusiastic and positive and me just eye rolling going, oh my God.
She's so positive, isn't she?
So positive. So positive. It's sickening. And I'm just so, like, cynical and like,
oh my God,
but that's why it kind of works. And she's it's great to have her back. It's so fun.
It's so great. I want her to stay.
Yeah,
I want to ask your opinion because you lived in Toronto.
I did.
I went to Montreal.
Yes, I went to Montreal as well. I told you that.
Yeah, but for a couple of hours.
Yes,
I was there for 4 days. By the way, there was nothing to do.
I was there for 3 days.
Oh, I thought you only went for one night.
No, 2 days. Was 2 days.
Okay,
yeah,
nothing to do. Every person we asked, they said the same thing, which was go up this mountain, but it was foggy. You couldn't see it.
And you went around the same time of year that I did. It's very cold.
So fucking cold.
Was it icy snow?
A little bit.
Yeah.
That wasn't my issue. Like, we were having some, the food was gorgeous, by the way. Like, that was top tier. My real issue was, I don't know if it's Canadians or French Canadians. Are they AI people? There's something just not switched on when you chat to them. They're not connecting with you. Is it Canadians or is it French Canadians?
Well, Toronto people are lovely.
Okay.
They're actually quite warm.
Okay.
I did notice a big difference, and I think it's the French thing as well.
Mm.
It does feel like I felt like you're going to like another country. Like, I felt like it's Canada, but it felt very European.
Yeah.
And that is definitely the French influence for sure. They are a different kind of kettle of fish altogether.
It's just like anything we asked, it was like, do not compute. Yeah. Do not compute.
Did
like,
you see Celine Dion's restaurant?
No.
Yeah. She's, I don't know if they're still gone, but they were there at the time when I was there.
Okay, fair. Yeah. Like, no, like,
there's not much to do.
Not much. I mean, that's an overstatement. Yeah. Nothing to do. Okay. Everyone was like, have you gone for this food? I'm like, yeah. Like, we did all the food the first day.
Yeah.
Did you
go to the Biodome thing?
No, we didn't go to the Biodome thing.
That was interesting.
But we went to Cabaret Madeau, which is the world famous drag show.
Mm.
Being honest, it's for Hindus.
Really?
It's for Hindus. Like, they're catering towards the Hindus.
I met a gorgeous fellow there.
Did you?
Yeah.
Well, see, you had eyes in the prize. Like,
and then I fell down the stairs.
Why is it in Canada and fallen? I fell as well.
I fell downstairs and nearly broke my two knees.
Jesus.
I literally was like, I'd never forget the pain. And I could see, like, there was blood coming through my tights. I wore tights at the time.
Yeah.
And
the shame.
Actually, I'll tell you a really fucking funny story about, I'm just having a flashback now. It just came back to me.
Yeah, go on.
So when we got to Montreal, it was my friend's birthday, my friend Nicolette Brown.
Yeah.
It was her birthday, and me, Nicolette Brown, Mahogany J Brown.
Yeah.
And Davina Dwyane. She was fab. And we all buckled into a car and we drove from Toronto. It was about a 5-hour drive.
Jesus.
And we stayed in this like, kind of like a B&B, but like we had it all to ourselves because it was like off season. So
okay.
It was like this kind of like big Georgian house, and we had like a family room, but there was no one else in the hotel.
Yeah.
So we arrived, the man came, gave us the keys, and there was like, when you walk in, it was very like, I don't know if you remember, like when there was a B&B in EastEnders, and there was like the front room was like kind of like the office parlor kind of vibe. Uh-huh. And then we had like, you know, he told us where everything was, with towels and all this kind of shit. So we went out, got locked. And I met this gentleman. Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah.
And he was very, very handsome. And he decided to give me a lift home in his car.
Okay.
Or so when I went, he's like walked to his car. And I, oh my God, when I think back now, I look like an actual total hooker.
Oh my God. Right?
Like, yeah. And when I walked to the car, it was like a sports car.
Yeah.
It was really, really low to the ground. Really low. And it was like one of those where the doors went up, you know, one of them.
Okay. Yeah.
Right? Yeah. So got in the car, went off, and he's like, let's go to your place. And I was like, we can't really go to my place because we're sharing a room. And
yeah.
And he's like, oh, can we go to your place? I was like, oh, fuck it, come on. I was like, right, okay, but we can't go in. But I said,
let's go to the bathroom.
I was like, there has to be somewhere. There's another room because I have the keys to the house and there has to be somewhere that you can go.
Yeah.
So going to the house, I literally went every fucking room was locked. And I was like walking around this fucking house, trying every fucking room. All the rooms were locked except the parlor.
Okay.
So my two friends had come home already.
Yeah.
And they were like, you know, they were in the room. So I said, fuck it. So we're in the parlor.
Yeah.
And it was like in the front room of like the house. So we were like, yeah, no, whatever. And next
having
thing,
a divine time.
Having a divine time.
Yeah.
And the next thing, the door just opens.
Yeah.
The door just opens. And it's my friend.
Okay.
Saying,
I thought you were going to say it was the man.
No, my friend goes, oh, I just needed to use the landline because my cell phone had just died. This is like 2004. I need to use the landline. I need to make a call.
Yeah.
An important call. And he goes, I can see you're busy with the angle. That he walked in on,
Jesus,
was like the most, not for me.
Okay.
Not for me.
Yeah.
Was the most embarrassing. Like I just, and still to this day, Mahogany J. Bro goes, Davina Divine.
Oh.
The image embedded in my mind forever was behind that door. But I was just like, and we didn't stop. It was like, you know, just to, you know, keep calm and carry on.
Yeah. Oh, I love it.
But that only came back to me this second. I completely forgot about that. But yeah, it was so funny. Like I had a great time on Montreal, but I had a great time because I was with those two mad bitches.
I mean, this is it, right?
Yeah.
They're fun girls.
But it wasn't.
Me and Russell tried a few other places. Yeah. One, we went into it and I barely was through the door and he said, wait. We're turning around. This place smells like hot piss. We're out of here. Because it stank. Then we went to a next place and there was six gays in there.
Yeah.
All salsa dancing.
Oh.
Salsa dancing.
That's what you need here. Salsa classes.
I was like,
do you know what I think though as well? I think because it's so, that was actually 20 years ago nearly.
Okay.
I think things have just changed as well socially. So I'd say that's a big part of it.
And then I text Lemon, who's a Canadian drag queen.
Oh yeah.
And I said,
is she based from there?
No. Right. And I forget how big Canada is.
It's like huge.
So I just presumed she's been.
Hey girl, you around?
Yeah, I presumed like she might be. So, or that she'd worked there before. And she said, I've actually never worked there before, but actually I'm working there on Monday. Right. And I was like, oh, fab, I'm there on Monday. She goes, I'll put you on the guest list. Sent me the flyer. And I saw on the flyer, it said Quebec. And I was like, Quebec? But then I thought, maybe that's the region. Mm. Shall I kind of way? Now, Lemon ain't the sharpest tool. Do you know what I mean?
It's a different city.
So Monday, I Googled the venue. I'm going real excited. Oh, at least that is like something good to look forward to. She's 4 hours away.
Yeah.
4 hours drive. I said, Lemon, you are some fucking gobshite.
And it's so funny when you're driving, it's like, you're just like nothing.
Yeah.
You're just like the country.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Just like when we were in the car, there was just, you know, like the motorway is just continuous. You know, not like here, you know. It's
is that the only two you went to? Toronto and Montreal.
Yeah, that was it.
Anyway, I won't be back.
Yeah.
I won't be back. On a sad note.
Yes.
Sophie Anderson from the Cock Destroyers passed away.
Believe, like, Vader actually texted me last night. Vader sent me, she sent me Bagger posted. Mm. And I just couldn't believe it.
I know.
And then you posted and I was like, because it's been so chaotic lately. Mm. I think her life lately has just been so chaotic. And there was a hoax that about her death like maybe a month ago.
Yeah. I actually meant to send you a tweet from one of her friends that I'm not going to talk about on here because I don't think we should get into like that side of it, but like about like darker side of things, like about that boyfriend. But I'll send it to you later.
It's very, very tragic.
Her boyfriend passed very recently.
Yeah. And I, to be honest, and I know this sounds crazy, but I actually thought, I thought, because he had announced her death.
Yeah.
And then it was a hoax. I thought this was a hoax.
Yeah.
About his death.
Yeah.
And then I was kind of Googling around, and he obviously played football for something, for, I didn't count, like Fulham yeah. or something was it? I don't
something
know.
Like that, yeah.
And they posted saying that he had passed away. Yeah. And then I thought, and I actually thought, she's not going to take this well.
I was kind of hoping that she'd come out of bounce it. Back to yeah. herself. Do you know what kind
I
of
noticed she was missing online. She hadn't posted anything. Yeah. And I thought, God love her. Like, just she had her demons. Mm-hmm. And I think she had a really rough time.
Yeah.
And
we kind of all got to see that as well, because she was so honest. But like, speaking about so someone sad. Who was truly an ally to like the trans community, and speaking up for the gays, and just like always there, and just the sex positive thing that, like, you know, like, especially like a place like Ireland definitely needs to hear more of. But like,
well, Rebecca, to, she said on her post, Rebecca Moore said on her post, that for someone that was so outrageous and out there, she was very gentle. And like, I remember a couple of times she posted saying she wasn't in the good headspace, whatever. And I DM'd her, and I just said, thinking of you, I hope you're okay. Yeah. And she DM'd back, and they were just really...
She was genuine and real.
She was very, I think, very soft person.
Yeah.
I think just, it's very sad.
Really sad. And like, separate to that, like when we were booking the Cocktail Destroyers to come and do Dublin, Rebecca was very much the business person. Mm-hmm. But on top of that, it was very clear that she had Sophie's best interests at heart. She yeah. acknowledged that this is where she's strong at, and Sophie's yeah. strong at other things. In fact, backstage, she said Sophie being wild on stage, she's bringing that wildness, and encourages her to, like, yeah. you know, come out of herself. So they were such a good partnership, and I could feel they were true. They were a true, like, partnership, basically. Yeah. So sad. And when, obviously, we had Rebecca on this podcast, and she was very clear that she did not want to say anything like that would be any way negative about, like, Sophie. So there was a lot of love there. Do you know what I mean?
Well, I think it just goes back to respect as well.
100%. She's
like whatever went down, that would, like, whatever, and I'd say stuff did go down. Mm. I'd say there was more just, like, you know, respecting somebody. Yeah. And if somebody says we're not talking and this is it, it's not putting someone else down. It's just getting somebody, you know.
I admire that, because that's hard to do. But anyway, positive memory to remember her is on stage in Vicar Street, and Bewitched are doing C'est La Vie.
Yeah.
She's Irish dancing on the side of the stage. She was so excited that Bewitched were there. She couldn't believe it. She was having the time of her life.
She kept saying, will we go out?
Yeah.
And we were like, oh, I don't know if Bewitched are
being that.
But they kept, like, standing at the side of the stage, and they were like
having so much fun.
Yeah.
I don't know if Bewitched knew what to make of them.
No, they didn't.
But, like, we knew what to make of them. They were real, genuine girls.
Yeah.
And they were so happy to be there. And also, by the way, no, didn't drink, didn't party, like, just great energy.
Just really, So rest in peace, Sophie, because she was definitely one of a kind, for sure.
100%. Come here, I saw Napoleon.
And?
It's very long.
Is it?
And I saw it on 4DX.
Okay, so does that mean everything moves?
Yeah, I'd never been to that before.
Oh, really?
And you get wet from water, and there's, like, snow falling at one point.
It's strange that that movie would do that.
I think if that hadn't been part of it, I would have slept the whole way through.
You would have went out,
It's historical, and it's...
I love a bit of history.
I do too, but it doesn't really feel like a lot is happening.
Okay.
Do you know, like,
do you think it could have been shorter?
Lots of different wars happened.
Okay.
There's a girlfriend, there's a wife.
Josephine.
They're trying for a baby. He's still in love with Josephine. I'm like, okay, I get it now. You've hit me over the head with it a few times.
I think Josephine was code for Joe.
So if it wasn't for that, geez. But also, night two in Amsterdam, I was too hungover to do anything else except sit in the cinema and go, right, stick something on.
I must go check it, because I do love a bit of vanilla history book. And this movie, Saltburn.
Can't wait to see that.
That's I'm hearing crazy things about it.
Well, like, everyone's talking about Barry Keoghan's Mickey, aren't they?
I don't know what. There's a lot of talk about a lot of weird things happening in the movie. But it's intriguing me. And then there's some people saying that it's just really bad.
Oh.
So, and I'm not really a movie buff, but for some reason now, because there's a bit of talk about it, I want to kind of see it.
Yeah. Well, the Promising Young Woman. Did you see that one?
Loved that.
Okay, same people.
Oh, okay.
So there you go.
That was the last movie that I really loved.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, very good.
Same people. So that will probably, like, hook you in.
Okay.
And obviously, since our podcast, there's been all sorts of madness in Dublin. Dublin riots, small businesses getting fucked up. I left town
for one night.
Yeah.
Riots.
Oh my God.
They took to the streets. Yeah. Touristy, touristy. They were like, bring her back. And I'd have to say the irony of being in Belfast.
Yeah.
When riots were happening in Dublin. Mm. Like, that's the kind of shit, though, no disrespect, that's the kind of shit that happens in Belfast over the years. We were literally about to go on stage in the SSE and my phone just started binging. Like, bing, bing, bing. And I was like, what is going on? I was, this thing was getting zipped in. And I picked up my phone and it was actually my mom texted me and she said, oh my God, they're going crazy down here. Mm. They're burning buses. The Lewis is on fire.
I couldn't believe it.
I was like, what? You were away as well.
I was away and it was, I mean, barely touched the news over there, but like Russell was beside me and I was showing him, he couldn't believe, because he's been here so many times. He's like, that's not a place I've visited.
It felt like it was
war
just,
zone.
Yeah, but it felt like it wasn't real.
Yeah.
I think because I was away, I felt disconnected. I'm actually, to be honest, I'm actually glad I was away.
Yeah, me too.
Because at that time as well, that was kicking up about 7:30. I would have been getting ready to go in to do the show. And I would have...
Yeah, it would have been a mess.
Like, just with the cancel the show.
Which was definitely everything. The right choice, because someone would have gotten attacked. I was sitting in New York. I was worried for so many different people. Firstly, there's so many gay people who are from all over the world here, and they're an easy target even without all of this happening. And I was like, fuck, they might get attacked during the streets. And then I'm hearing that they're going to start marching up to Leo Varadkar's, who lives literally 3 roads down the road from me. And I'm texting my elderly neighbors saying, I don't know if you've seen any of this, but please stay indoors tonight, because you know, like, they might be going to spa or something like that. And like, they're, some of them are really frail too. I couldn't believe it though.
No.
Like, I was honestly disgusted, but also glued. I was like, what the fuck is going on?
It just was very, very surreal. I came back on the train on Friday, and when I came back into Connolly Station, even when I was like coming down,
you could see a cleanup.
There was just like, I got off the train and it felt like Christmas.
Yeah.
Like around Christmas, there was no one around.
Yeah.
And I just got off the train and then I got the Dart home. I was like literally traveling and there was no one on the Dart.
Yeah.
That was Friday, like rush hour. No one around.
Mental.
And I felt like this, the air was
eerie, like a zombie attack.
Yeah, it was grey. It was very, very strange. And it was my mom's birthday that weekend. And we had, we've been trying to book a kind of surprise kind of like restaurant for all month. We were like, because everywhere's Christmas parties and everything.
Of course.
And we eventually found this place, this little Chinese restaurant, actually. It's been there for like donkey's years. We tried to book and they were like, we're really, really busy, but how many people? And it was for 8 people. And he said, well, we'll try and squeeze you in. And when I went for dinner on Saturday night, because it was a surprise, we were all walking up, I passed a couple of restaurants that I tried to get reservations in and they were empty.
Okay.
Empty. And when I went into Chinese, our reservation was for like 7:30. Restaurant was empty. It didn't really get full and there was a match on and everything. So I heard so many businesses. I heard that a hotel down near the 3 Arena lost 30 grand.
Wow.
In rooms because, or 30 grand just in, you know, in revenue. I don't know if it was from rooms, but 30 grand because of it.
Yeah.
So many businesses.
That's insane. And like friends of mine who are in retail said that, especially the ones that have their own businesses, that they're like fucked from it as well. Because people are still not as much coming into the city. And actually, maybe that's a good time to remind people that on our Petty Little Things pod Instagram, if you go to our reels, we have a whole list of queer businesses that if you did want to like get a voucher for, or you're looking to shop.
Actually, I think we should do that again.
That would be great.
I think we should, we were only thinking about that before. Like, so if there's, we're going to set up a little, we're going to do, when this comes out, we'll start set up a little box on one of our Instagrams or something. We'll figure it out and we'll say anyone that you want to recommend. And we'll try and get through as many of them as we can, because the last time we had lots.
A lot.
So we will try and get like independent little gift ideas, send them in and we'll give you
a
shout
out. Yeah, for sure. Okay. We're going to take a little break, but before we do, we had a lot of new patrons, so I want to do some shout outs.
Petty Patreon.
Yeah. And honestly, if you haven't checked out our patrons seem to come and don't leave. So there has to be a reason that they're sticking around. And if you are a nosy bitch and you want an extra bit of juice, you need to find out why they are sticking around, because they're not leaving.
No.
Thank you so much to everyone who supports us there, because honestly, this is a free podcast.
And I have abandonment issues.
It's a free podcast. We do put in the work on it. And obviously we have Stephen and Sean making our videos. So every little helps. But let's do some shout outs.
Yes, Tina. Please. And so, I love when I kind of know them or know of them.
I want you to flirt with everyone.
Okay.
Now there's a lot. So okay. Get ready, but I want you to flirt. Okay. Sean McNeary.
Oh, Sean, I wish you were just a little bit more neary to me.
Irene Henry.
Oh, Irene.
Ice cream. We all scream for Irene.
We all scream for Irene.
Liam Ahern.
Oh, no relation to Bert. Yeah, I wouldn't mind slipping a brown envelope into your pocket. That's good, isn't it?
See, this is why you're the fucking flirt devil. Do you know what I mean? You're good, bitch. Aunt O'Reilly.
The life of Riley.
Brian Nixon.
Nixon, like President Nixon, like Watergate vibes. Ooh. Oh, yeah.
We've got Daniel Kelly.
Daniel Kelly, even Dez wouldn't lay you.
Oh, bitch. Vincent Gavin
Friday. James.
Paul Campbell.
Like a tin of warm Campbell's soup.
I knew that was
shake going. It up.
Tone Ryan. We love Tone. He
we
comes
love
to all the shows.
Tone, don't we?
We do. Hayley Garvey.
Hayley's Comet. So you put me on the spot now with all these.
Don't worry, there's two more. Okay. We're going to do a show.
Hi, Hayley.
Christor O'Lorkin and Dylan Byrne. Shout out to all the people that are joining us over there.
Welcome aboard. Ahoy.
Check it out. It's patreon.com/ Petty Little Things Pod. Yes. There is honestly about 80 podcast episodes, probably about 40 videos, and you're missing out on the hottest tea over there.
Buckle up, buttercup.
That's it. We're going to take a break. Yes. If you haven't left us a review though by now, maybe go and leave us a review.
Yeah, well, actually, I haven't read a good review in ages. Oh, yeah. And we're doing video shout outs.
Yes, we are.
We're doing Christmas video shout outs.
Yeah, they're on our podcast website, which is pettylittlethingspod.net.
So if anyone wants a little special shout out this Christmas, we'll say whoever. Anything hello. We'll say hi, guys, to whoever you want.
Yeah.
Just a little gift idea. If you want something kind of fun, something petty, if you want us to say something in particular, just.
Mm-hmm. Or if you just want them to know that they are your rotter of the week. Yeah. We can do that too.
That's no problem.
Okay, we'll be back straight after this.
So we are back, and we are back with our rotter of the week. Cue the music.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
And before we go into our rotter of the week, we're going to go into our rotter word of the week. You have a couple of rotter words, have you?
I do.
I want to write these down, okay, just as you say them, so we can keep track of them.
Okay.
And I like to look back and just go, oh, every so often.
The first one is festive, and it's actually two words together.
Festive. I don't mind festive.
No. Silly season.
Oh, I said that.
Did you?
I said that. I said it in a post, and Ninner Hughes actually listens to what he said. Davina, I thought more of you. But I do feel like it's silly season.
I don't like, no, but like, oh, sure, it's silly season.
So I'm not going to put festive down. I'll put silly season as kind of one.
Yeah.
Because festive, I think, is actually.
No, I don't mind festive.
When I hear festive, I think of Mariah, and I think that's fab.
Absolutely. That is my first one. Just everyone like, oh, sure, it's just the silly season now, like, drives me insane. It's actually just Christmas.
You know what? It's people saying it's silly season when they just have to do one extra thing a week. That's not silly season.
Yeah.
Like, I find Christmas silly season for me because I realize I don't do Christmas at all. Uh-huh. I don't put up a tree. Yeah. I don't do anything. Christmas isn't happening, but Christmas is happening around me.
Yeah.
So it is kind of silly season for me because I'm like, this is fucking silly.
Fair. That is fair.
Do you know what I mean? It's not silly season. I'm always fucking busy. I'm busy fucking 52 weeks of the year. Uh-huh. This fucking bitch has to go to M&S and do a late night shop. That's not silly season. Do you know what I mean? Fucking Mairead filling up our Fiat 500. Like, come on. That's not silly season.
Right. Go on. What's yours then?
So my one is the word phlegm.
Oh, that's gross.
Phlegm.
I do hate that.
Like phlegm. I'm just going to give it right. So the definition of phlegm is viscid mucus secreted abnormal quantity in the rest respiratory passages.
Oh, fucking okay. No.
But spell phlegm.
P-H-L-E-G-M.
Very good. See, because it doesn't sound like how it should be spelled. And that fucking annoys me as well.
Yeah. I used to work with someone who constantly was, what is it? Hockeying.
Oh,
up.
Yeah. That's like, disgusting.
It's disgusting. But they'd start with the thing and then like really like bringing it up. Yeah. And then... And it would happen at least 10 times a day and my stomach would churn.
There was a woman walking past me last week. She had her child with her and she's walking along.
Cheek.
She's walking along and she just goes, like literally, like she's like a fucking dragon.
Oh God.
And she fucking spit. Now, I mean, like she would have gotten across the Liffey, I'd say. She's a fucking monster. And it was actually just, it knew where our friend Dave lives. If the fucking, I swear to God, the size of it, it was like, would have smashed the window of a car if she had hit it. Like, I was like, what a fucking dog.
Did you say it?
No, I didn't. I was just like, I was actually too, like, I clutched pearls. I was like, oh, the dirty bitch.
Okay, let's get into our rotters. My first one. Yes. And this was triggered by going to see a show. I went to see Titanic, which actually you'd love. Mm-hmm. It's Celine Dion is the main character. It's a piss take.
I love that. Do you know what? That's so funny. I had a dream last night that I was on the Titanic and it was sinking.
Sure.
And I kept saying, that's grand. It's not going to sink yet. And I was still doing more bits that I had to get done.
Yes.
And I said, and I kept looking out my door to see where the water was rising because I wasn't going to leave till the water got to a certain point because then I knew that was my... And I was like, what the fuck is that about? And I realized... It's obviously because I leave things like till the very minute that need to be done where I'm just like, it's grand. Even though the ship is sinking, I'm like, it'll be grand. And I got out because it was like I'd been through a ship sinking before. And I was like, I don't know, sure, we've loads of time. Disaster's happening, but no, we'll be fine. See, that's so funny that you mentioned that. Uh-huh. Literally saved it. Like, I remember I had to swim through a porthole.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's just ironic.
But you survived.
I survived, yeah. And I had a bag of drag.
Of course. Yeah. Well, I'm sitting in Titanic, which, by the way, Melissa McCarthy was at the show as well.
Oh.
Yeah, people were very excited by that. And it's small, it's off Broadway, so it's maybe, I don't know, it looks like about 300-400 seats. And there's two gays sitting in front of me. And the show is really good. It's funny. But these two look like... They found fucking everything funny.
Oh, yeah.
Everything. But what they were doing when they were reacting, and by the way, they were finding parts of the show funny that no one else was finding. They weren't funny. They kept slapping their legs like that. But the worst part, and this is my rawr of the week, one hand claps.
Yeah.
One clicks. Hand gay click claps.
Oh.
Firstly, you've nothing in your left hand. So, you know, perfect.
Yeah.
I have done it when I've had a drink in my hand and a girl has come off stage or something like that. Like in the spirit of a drag show.
Yeah.
You're distracting everyone right now with your hand claps and your fucking leg smacks. So those two gays are my writers of the week. And then the one-handed click clap.
Can I say I wrote down something very similar.
Go on.
So I'm not going to use this as a word. I'm just going to add on.
Add on, go on.
When gay just becomes a personality.
Yeah.
And you become a caricature of it. Now, I know we're two drag queens talking. I'm very aware of that.
Yeah.
But it's like what you're saying. It's like this constant need for attention because I'm gay.
Yeah.
It's very fucking annoying.
Yeah.
Because it's like, that's not interesting.
Right.
That is not, if that's all you have in your personality traits, it's not interesting.
No.
And it's borderline offensive.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And also if you speak in a certain like language, yes, queen all the time.
It's very
you're
annoying.
Also in that.
It's very
that
annoying.
Too. It's real annoying.
Very annoying.
Right, give me one of yours.
So mine is, and this is kind of funny because we kind of talked about it as well, is that people who post, got the tickets. Got tickets. Oh, couldn't get tickets. Waiting for tickets. Got tickets. Fuck off. I don't care. Nobody fucking cares. Nobody cares because you know some bitch didn't get tickets. Somebody slept late. Somebody didn't get the ticket. No one fucking cares that you're going to sit in row X of the fucking theater.
Absolutely.
Nobody fucking cares. Like it's so fucking annoying. And people do it all the time. And sometimes it's kind of, I think when you do put tickets up, it's like, it's kind of nice to say, oh, I'm going to see this. If it's no, but if it's a kind of like race to the bottom, when you know people are really looking for tickets, it's a real kick in the tits when someone can't get tickets and you're like, well, I got the tickets. It's just like, actually, do you know what I mean? But if there's a show on, say, that's coming to town and you're like, oh, I got tickets for this, and it's something like maybe people will like, don't mind that.
But
it's real like, well, I'm better than you.
I also think you're talking about people who post with every concert going. Do you know what I mean? It's the every single time. Whereas if it's a person posting once.
Listen, people post it basically to be like, I got them and you didn't. And I'm just like, well, when I see you, bitch, you're going to get it. And I won't. So yeah, so that really annoys me.
Okay, I'm going to do one more and then I'll tell you at the end a few that I wrote down drunk that rot me.
Can you read them? Coherent?
Yeah. Okay, shit party themes.
You said shit. I was going to say, where are we going with this, Victoria? I was like, this seems to be an ongoing thing.
Shit party themes. So New Year's Eve is fast approaching, girls. Look left, look right, because you're going to see a lot of shit party themes coming up. And people forcing you to go with their theme.
Are these parties that people have in their house? Or is this party? Do you mean club parties?
Yeah, pretty much.
I hate club. I hate theme. And can I also say as well, nobody does the theme?
No.
The only people doing the theme are the people on stage?
Yeah.
No one else is doing a theme?
No. Like, it's flappers.
White.
Yeah, white.
White party.
Yeah.
White. Whoever goes out of the fucking house dressed head to toe in white.
People in Florida.
Yeah,
that's right.
People on holidays, people living in St. Barts. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like
masquerade ball.
Oh my god, straight into Fun Palace to pick up a few masquerade masks. Like black and gold party.
Yeah, what else is there? What is it? Pimps and Hoes?
No, they don't really do that one anymore.
They probably can't.
Let me see. 80s is the one. There's 80s one sometimes. Yeah. Or 90s one.
I'm not here for it. So that's my word of the week. I saw, well, away a few parties being announced and I was like, oh, Jesus. Like, and also nothing original. No original idea whatsoever. So like two people sitting in an office going, oh, that'd be great, won't it? And you're like, will it?
Yeah. Like who wants a fucking theme?
Not me. Thank you.
I wouldn't actually mind a masquerade ball if it was like actually like a ball.
Yeah.
You know, like
something like fab.
You know, like glam, like black tie masquerade like they do in the movies.
Yeah.
Not like some fucking minger with a stuck on velvet mask. Do you know what I mean? That they literally got into to your shop.
Mm-hmm.
Not for me.
Mm-hmm.
No siree.
No. Okay, what's your second?
My second one is people who just cannot read a room.
Yeah.
People who cannot read a room and read a situation where maybe something, you know, maybe you're in a rush.
Okay.
Maybe you're trying to get a task done, maybe, and either people are having a blind conversation where they don't realize that this, you know, something happening, or people that just keep talking to you when you're trying to do something. You're trying to send an email, it's reading, and you're focusing, and somebody keeps telling you about, you know, Maureen down the road, you know, locked her keys in her car or whatever. And just like, your eye's broken.
Yeah.
Are you a dolly that when you lie down, your eyes close? Can you not fucking see that this person is busy?
Yeah.
Can you not see that like there's maybe somebody's in a bit of a rush?
Yeah.
Somebody's kind of sweating bullets and you're cool as a cucumber leaning there going, so I says, I think I'll do the back walls, nice duck egg blue. Like, what? Why don't you fuck off? How about that?
Yeah.
That drives me mad.
I know exactly
read
what you mean.
The room, read the situation, read
energies.
Yes, it drives me mad. Mm-hmm. Stop talking at me. Don't talk at me.
Yeah.
Talk fucking to me. Talk to each other. Don't talk at each other. And it's so outside my comprehension that people can't see that. I can read that, I mean, seconds.
You can. There are loads who can't, though. And you know what? I know some people like that, and their circle gets very small. Very quickly.
They lose friends because people are like, get the fuck away from me. Yeah. You're like fucking, you're actually like melting my head.
Yeah, 100%.
So yeah, so that's it.
No, that's an important one. Okay, some fast ones that I have written down. Gym and coffee brand. I don't know why, but it was just...
Gym and coffee
You know
brand.
The gym and coffee brand where like there's the t-shirts that say gym and coffee?
Oh yeah.
It's just, I'm just like, I don't know.
That's a whole personality in itself.
That's what, that, okay, yeah. You summed that up perfectly. That was one.
You see a coffee, you see car keys, and you see somebody walking like... the fucking idiot. That's it. Walk into the car, walk into the gym, walk into the car, walk into the gym. Fuck off.
This is, so we've definitely said this before, but clearly when I was drunk, I wrote, people having fake fun on Insta, we can see right through you. I wrote that exactly.
Yes. Oh, well, fake fun is my ultimate, like forced or fake fun. Like, come on.
Yeah. Okay. Next is hotel key cards getting wiped by phones.
Yes.
It's 2023.
Yes.
Can we just move on from this?
Stop
now?
That, please. Yes.
Stop it. Okay. Next is, these are both drag related. I saw a lot of drag while I was away. So lip syncers who don't open their mouth enough when lip syncing. I know I've said it before, but open your mouth, girl. You're supposed to be looking like you're singing it.
Literally, ventriloquist dummies open them out more.
Yeah. And then drag queens who say they're not really doing drag anymore. They see themselves more as an artist. I'm like, blah. And I wrote, blah, fucking blah.
Yes. That's just trying to make themselves seem better.
Yeah.
And I think that's a big thing with drag as well. And there's a few people that we know that it's like they want to differentiate. I'm not a drag queen.
Yeah.
I perform as.
No, you're a drag queen.
Yeah, you're a drag queen. We're all do. You have a wig on your head, you have lashes on your face. That looks like drag to me. It might not be a good drag, but it's on your face. So you are no better than me.
Yeah. So they were my drunk ones that I wrote. I could tell because they weren't spelled very well as well. That's it. We are going to wrap up this episode. We'll be back in 2 weeks with Rotter of the Year. So this is when we're going to need all your help. We need suggestions as who you think is your Rotter of the Year.
Yeah.
And then we'll pick one out of all of those. So keep an eye on our social media, and we post in like little boxes that you can like fill out.
We have the actual image of the Rotter of the Year award. So have a good think about this year. Think about all the Rotters that we've had. Think about things that really rotted you. Think about things that are in the media. Like last year we had Enoch Burke was the Rotter of the Year last, which ironically is still... We're not going to have him. We don't want to have him again.
No
the,
repeats.
The Burks, no. The year before that we had Leo Varadkar's Christmas Tree. And
so we want fresh. We want you to dig deep.
Want fresh.
We want you to make us laugh as well.
Yeah.
So the more petty and ridiculous, the better.
Yeah, have a little think about it. And it can be anything. We're open to everything. So we're going to put them up. But yeah, let's see what comes in.
And we are going to switch over now to our Patreon episode. This week, we are talking about dramatic music, Davina Stalker. We had a special request because we started this story and we never told the full story, and we've had a request to tell it. So that is one thing. And I also have a juicy story.
I can't believe you're making me relive my hell. My stalker hell.
Oh my God.
Isn't that what they always say?
I mean, all the divas have a stalker.
Well, the irony is that I ran into her recently.
Okay.
She resurfaced.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's kind of interesting.
I mean, I'm ready, bitch. Hook me into it. I also have a story about Erica Jane that is like... interesting and juicy. So yes, we will cross over to there, but until next time,
stay petty.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.